I'm Erin Fairbanks, reporting for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. We're checking in with our food community to see how everyone is holding up in the aftermath of Superstorm Sandy. So I'm here with Alice Marcus, owner of Groundworks and Heritage Radio Network host. Alice, how are you faring after Hurricane Sandy?
Well, personally, both Carmen and myself are fine, and all of our gardeners are fine. But business-wise, we suffered a lot of damage because our work location, our working yard, where we store plants and store our equipment and stuff, is in the Gowanus neighborhood of Brooklyn, which is a Superfund site. There's a canal that goes through this industrial neighborhood here in Brooklyn, and that canal flooded, and there was about 4 feet of toxic sewer water, Superfund water, that surged into our space, and we ruined a lot of plant material was damaged, and equipment and financial records. So we spent most of yesterday in hazmat suits and just trying to sort out and, you know, figure out what's what and what's salvageable. And now we're today trying to deal with the insurance company and trying to see if there's any FEMA money for small businesses via the state or the city. So we're trying to navigate that process right now.
Sure. And for listeners who may not be familiar, can you just tell us what Groundworks does, what type of services and businesses, what type of business you are?
Yeah, we are a landscape design and installation firm, so we design and build gardens. We do a lot of rooftop terraces and backyards. We do green roof installation and design. So we have a working yard, that stores all of our equipment and plants, and that got ruined. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do.
Sure. And do you think that you'll fall under any kind of special agricultural designation that may facilitate getting reimbursed for some of the losses due to the storm?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what we're trying to figure out. And we are an agricultural business. So according to New York kind of state law, so because we're a landscaping contracting company. So just trying to figure out that new language of government funding.
Sure. And have you heard from any of your customers in the aftermath of the storm as to how their garden spaces or their rooftop spaces held up? And are you anticipating kind of a boom in business kind of once you get resituated? Or?
Yeah, definitely. We have heard from several of our clients. There's a lot of damage on rooftop terraces. So a lot of things got, you know, the wind just moved things around and broke apart planter boxes. I think the saddest thing I've seen so far is we just did a garden out on the Newtown Creek for City Harvest, which is, as you know, a big food rescue organization. And they have a shipping facility that's brand new out on the creek. It's where the Newtown Creek and the East River meet. So we did this whole entry garden and decking and planter boxes. And the Newtown Creek flooded, so there was extensive damage to that, which is really sad because they're a nonprofit, and they had to raise money for this garden and this entryway, which they use for event spaces. So we have to, the contractor who actually built the deck under us sent some photos. He drove out there yesterday, I think, and it's there's a lot of damage. So that's really sad because, you know, funding is such an issue with them. And they're so swamped right now with trying to get food to the Rockaways and to other organizations, you know, that are in need. So it's really kind of like a cyclical situation, you know. Their space is ruined. They're trying to get food out to other spaces. So I think that's the most devastating story I've heard so far.
Wow, that is troubling. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's been so so upsetting to see all the different ways, and many of them unexpected, that businesses and organizations that we hold dear here at HRN impacted by the storm. So our thoughts are definitely with you, and we look forward to following the progress of your recovery post-storm. And if folks want to stay in touch, they can visit your website, www.groundworksgardens.com, and you know, look there for updates. But Alice, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, and be safe, everybody.
Follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio or on Facebook, Heritage Radio Network, for updates and more info on the response to Superstorm Sandy.